Hello, and welcome to Things We Like, podcast number 3. Recorded on...
Hey, Brian! When was the podcast recorded? What? No, you shut up!
Recorded on the 20th of August, 2013.
Hello, and welcome to Things We Like. Tonight, we'll be in glorious Technicolor sound. We have a much better microphone. Hi, and welcome to
Things We Like.
I love duct tape!
We have here tonight...
Alf.
Dan.
Jan.
And Jim. And we're going to talk to you about things that we quite like.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And things we really like.
Actually, shit, yeah. Things
some
that...
things I might even love. I don't know.
That's controversial
it
territory.
It is. I mean, we haven't quite made things we love yet, but...
We could do a Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, we're taking it slow with this one. We're not rushing things. Got all the time in the world, baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a lot going on this week. Been some awesome things. Things that you like.
Yeah.
There have been things that I like.
Well, why don't you kick us off with something you like?
Okay, first thing I like... I'm prefacing it with likes. I have some concerns, but right, it's the Disney Infinity brand video game that's just being brought out.
Okay, I know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of this at all.
And for the audience at large, it's... if you've ever seen Skylanders, it's a sort of...
Nope.
Oh, right, okay. It's a base that you get that you plug into a standard console... a Wii U, Xbox, PS3, others are available. And you get these models of being Disney, it's Disney characters. And when you put them on the stands, the character appears in the game and you get access to a whole load of features that are available only with the character.
It's kind of cool.
Mm.
Kind of playing to a young audience there, which is a little bit not cool. But yeah, that's kind of an interesting concept in gaming.
Well, especially you like it because in the toy box mode, it's definitely ripped off some serious portions of Minecraft. Like, the whole thing is very buildable, you can build all kinds of things. And it's got dynamics built in, and so you can like make games of all kinds. And it's neat. With each character that you put in, you also get access to their story mode. So for every £15 that you spend on one or two characters, you also get a new game, which is about 8 hours of gameplay for each one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, it is a bit of a, like a money spinner.
A bit of a maybe kind of gesture, sorry.
Yeah.
It is a money spinner, that big time. But
plus.
It's giving me more, though, I suppose, sorry.
No, yeah.
It's where the industry's changing, though. I mean, it has gone from one big payment to, like, micro payments.
That's not fucking micro payment.
Yeah, this is one big payment and then micro payment.
This is one big payment, and then several other quite large payments, not micro payments. You're not paying like
leases, though, have gone.
Yeah,
like,
they have.
DLC.
This game.
Call of Duty doesn't last 8 hours.
How long does it last?
Maybe six, something like that.
Well, that's not that big a difference, and it's got loads of multiplayer,
that's
hasn't it?
£40.
That's £40.
Yeah.
How much is this game initially to buy?
With three characters and the base, £70.
Right,
like
and
that.
Then another £15 every time you get an extra thing to go on it. That's pretty excessive.
And it's
how many characters are available?
Currently, the initial release is, I think, 6 playsets, but they're going to be releasing new ones, like, every month,
so it's,
I think,
like, £115 for the lot.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more.
But yeah, eventually, but at the moment, you can pay £115 and you've got everything.
And
it plugs into any console.
Yeah, and I think the if you've got like an Xbox and your mate's got a PS4,
you can still play cross games.
Swap the characters over, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
But here's the other thing: there's a third slot in the base when you put things in that generate worlds, like Alice in Wonderland world and Pirates of the Caribbean world and all that. But these like little discs, or hexagons, whatever they are, come in blind bags.
Are they hexagons?
Yeah, but they're off centre. But, like, so for instance, to get, like, and you can stack these things underneath the actual character models you put on as well, so you can have up to, like, 4 extra things with your dudes. So yeah.
They give you like character buffs and things, don't they?
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear's wings, or like the croquet mallet from Alice in Wonderland.
That's kind of cool.
It's awesomely cool, but it's another like, it's like it's four quid for two power discs in a blind bag. So you've got then the added thing of like having a collector's sort of thing as
trading,
well.
Trading things, because you've got two of Buzz's wings or whatever.
Exactly.
Do you know what? Right. It's a shame that it seems excessively priced, because it seems like an awfully cool concept.
It is. That's the double-barrel thing. It costs a lot, but it is kind of neat.
I get why you sort of said like in a weird way at the start of it.
Yeah. It's got a couple of other sort of things going on. About, like, for instance, because Star Wars has only recently joined Marvel. Mm. Marvel.
Yeah, all
that. What, so you reckon they're going to do it with that?
Ah, not this iteration. But because Marvel joined like the other year, eventually, pretty soon
Marvel?
It's going to be Marvel joined Disney.
Oh, what? Fucking hell.
Disney and Marvel.
And they own fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's going to be some sick beat-em-ups coming out eventually. Mickey's going to be well hard.
People have already been demonstrating beat-em-ups that they've made in Disney Infinity. So there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Oh, but I'm getting off topic. So Marvel dudes are going to appear in it pretty soon. But they've already said that Star Wars is going to appear in the next iteration of it. So it looks like they're planning another version of this already, which is probably a better technology, but it's a whole load more shit to buy, maybe 2 years.
Sorry to just slot this in, but it's anyway, something else that I like that's to do with Disney, although it's proper mental. Apparently they have like the third biggest navy in the world.
Wow.
Yeah, because a lot of cruise ships and everything.
Yeah, like Disney own like a ridiculous armada of vessels. Like,
it's impressive.
Yeah, it's
a little bit scary.
Well, but they're cruise ships. But I mean, you could strap a gun to a cruise ship. You could put 50 guys in fucking Mickey Mouse costumes with AKs in a cruise ship. That'd be pretty deadly.
I'd love to see some Somali pirates try and take it down and just get their ass kicked by Mickey and Goofy. It would make my day.
Goofy will kick some shit. Yeah, guy's got skills.
Yeah, he's got huge feet as well, man.
Mm. Army of brooms ever decreasing in size.
Oh,
it's horrifying.
It'd be a nice little novelty boat of terror, though, wouldn't it?
It's actually...
We can't... I shouldn't start doing something like that.
We could possibly copyright it.
Yeah,
don't fuck with Disney. In fact, are we even allowed to mention them? Probably.
Right. No, it's all right. It's often just called Blamtasia.
Oh, by Disney. Love that.
Yeah, Dickie Mouse. Brilliant. What a guy.
I don't want to see a Dickie Mouse cartoon.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this weird game thing that you like? What's it called again?
Disney Infinity, available in shops from next week.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Sorry.
It's kind of neat. You know, it's good for the kids and grown-ups
with
too much money.
Is it?
Cool.
It's good for people with too much money. Great.
And you can have
you think you'd say that in the advert?
Yeah.
Good for people with too much money.
Other games are available. What do you like?
I like the fact that I fell off my bike this week.
I like that.
It's pretty funny. That whole day was pretty funny, really, of cycling. Because, yeah, I fell off my bike. The fastest I could go on my bike as well. I wasn't going downhill, so I suppose I could have been going faster. But on a flat, on a gravel road, trying to beat my mate on my bike, which is crappy and only has three gears, and it was just wobbling from side to side as I was gunning it, and then it just flipped out from underneath me and slapped me into the floor, skidded a little bit, and then I lay there for a bit, and my mate who was racing came and untangled the bike from my legs. I pulled the bag from like behind my back and then just sort of lay on the ground for a bit and was like, I think I'm just gonna I'd just lie here and self-assess for a few minutes.
See if I die.
I felt my hip was killing me. But then I got my phone out, passed it to Dave, was like, you just check and see if that's working. Put my headphone in, my music was still playing. I was like, good, my iPod's okay. okay.
Right, injury
fuck
count.
My hip just hurts quite a bit. It was bad that day. And I wasn't even halfway through the cycle, but No, it's fine. I've got a, I've got sweet graze on my forearm where I skidded across the gravel. That's pretty nice.
Epic. Nice swoosh marks.
And I took a chunk out of my finger. I might even be able to put some photos of this up from the day on the website soon. Yeah, check those out. I was pretty pleased at the time. I was like, yeah, that's gnarly.
But, you did look really impressed in the picture that you took.
Yeah, it was like, oh, check that out. That's a beast, man. I just sort of poured a load of water over it and then got back cycling. You've got to get back on. You can't be like... But, you know... But then also, on the way back, like, Bradley's crank fell off on his bike. The pedalling crank.
How did you deal with that?
Well, initially, what we tried to do is... we used duct tape. Now, I have to say, while the crank did come off again, what we used the duct tape for was to hold the bolt into the crank. And it successfully held the bolt into the crank. The bolt and the crank came off. So, the duct tape did what we wanted it to do. We just didn't think about that we wanted it to do something else as well. And then we didn't have sufficient duct tape with us, which is the biggest error ever, really. Yeah. That duct tape had already been used to hold a bottle of juice to the back of Dave's bike the whole way down there. Like, that was sick as well. We had to, like, lift the bike up to drink out of the juice. But, you know, still... But then, yeah, because his crank came off, we did manage to... I shouted stand and deliver a man on his bike who cycled past on the path, and he stopped, and, yeah, we asked if he had any tools, and he happened to have a spanner. So we managed to get it back on, but we're pretty sure the thread had snapped. So... It survived to get us back onto the coast road, and then it fell off again. So then Crew said he wanted to use some of the bungee... cord that I have on the back of my bike to tie Bradley's bike to his bike and tow him.
Well, that's the great plan.
I laughed my ass off. They did it and it worked. Like, but I was about 50 and then 100 metres behind them because I couldn't cycle properly. I was laughing that hard. It was like
up cruise, just pulling Bradley off.
Right, because they were so close. They were literally about 4 or 5 inches between his back wheel and Bradley's front wheel. So when they went to stop or brake at any point, it had to be like they had to shout it out to each other to go like, "Yo, we're gonna have to stop here or whatever. We're gonna have to count it down or something." But no, they did fine. It was pretty funny though.
Stuff like that is how we won World War II.
Oh, just that attitude. It was funny just watching Bradley coasting along behind, not pedalling. It's like, and Dave must have been putting some work into. You said it was hard to get you up to speed, but once you got cruising, it wasn't too bad.
Was it strangely romantic?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
That cheapened
sorry.
It for me.
Sorry.
Didn't you sing Daisy Daisy at them?
I was just laughing too hard, man. Honestly, it was just comical. It was so comical. Just the idea of it, the fact that it was working. It was just ridiculous.
They've been fiddling around with the squirrels recently.
Is that something you like, Jim?
Formby Pine Woods, legendary for us, being one of the last reserves in Britain for red squirrels, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And they've been trying to facilitate their environment.
Yeah, like sort of Barry White style.
Mm.
Oh, really?
What a sweet love going off in those pine woods.
Barry White facilitate
a bit nutty.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
What do you like?
Ooh.
What do you like?
Ooh, there's a few things this week.
But just one at a time.
Just one at a time. Or, well, if I could say
unless
three,
they're connected.
If I could say three things at once, I will. But yeah. I won't. So I won't. What did I... Oh, the trailer for Grand Theft Auto Online.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it...
I had to change my pants. like, in sorry, both we, directions.
Oh, right, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit jizz.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, wow.
As beautiful as it is terrible.
The mix in the middle.
Oh, you reversed internally.
It felt glorious, I'm not going to lie. But back to Grand Theft Auto.
It made, like, massively multiplayer online RPG jobbies look cool and socially acceptable. Because I think that's a big problem with Warcraft. Everybody looks at World of Warcraft and go, oh, you must be 25 stone, never seen daylight in 5 days, and just live in a basement. But this one looks quite fun. And it... Rather than just grinding around, killing little goblins and collecting gold and useless things for days on end, you just go out and kill people and get a plane.
I heard you could, like, put together heists and things.
Yeah.
And, like, there's quite a good sort of communal, like, crime element to it, which is...
Yeah. Well, it's a family.
I don't know.
There's the single player, which Jan knows a lot more about.
Well, I was already going to be living in Los Santos from September the 17th onwards. The fact that this comes out 2 weeks later and I get a free pass from getting the game means I'm just extending my stay there. It's going to be glorious. I'm sure I'll be talking about this again on things that I like.
Are you sure?
In 4 weeks and 2 days.
Unless it gets put back.
If it gets put back, I'll hold you personally responsible and I will put out cigarettes in your eyes.
Well, you don't smoke. That's commitment.
Indeed. Yeah, well, both of them. Yeah, I don't fuck around.
You can see the uncontrollable rage. You're like, I don't even know what I'm saying, but this is what I'll do. Like, just...
Yeah, nobody gets in the way of my Grand Theft Auto.
They've done it too many times before.
Yeah. They have, and that's not things I like.
I like it. Ooh, yeah. I like it about them. It's one of the things I do like about people like Rockstar, and also, like, Blizzard, I think, are pretty good for that as well. Like, I mean, maybe they miss hit on things, on taste, on what people are into in a game. But
it's
the
Pandaria!
But they don't rush it out, though, you know what I mean? Yeah, they do take their time before they launch. That's the same thing with these guys. It's like...
They release it when it's ready.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. You know, it's been nicer with more games of that. One of the best games I played when I was younger, like, that Hidden and Dangerous. It was sick, man, but it always crashed before the end of the first level.
Hidden and Dangerous?
Yeah, it was like, you were in control of 4 army dudes... And you had to... Well, the first mission was basically you had to go and take out a post, get across a bridge and take out another, like, bunker thing. But before you got to the last bunker, it always crashed. But the start of it was ace, yeah. You, like, went and positioned all 4 of them, got them into the right position. It's a bit like... what was that one that's, like, over the bird's eye view sort of commando... Commandos? Is that what it was called?
X-Force?
I think it was Commandos.
X-Force
was, like, the spacey one.
Yeah.
It was... Like that, but...
Turn-based.
So well, no.
You set your thing up and you let it roll and...
No. You're in real time, but obviously you can switch between them because you do it sneak... You sneak people into position. You don't just, like, walk past guards into position. You go and set your guys and then trigger something so that your guys have got covering fire for a situation or something. It was a really, really good game, but, yeah, it crashed all the time. You're like, this is... That's nicer if it doesn't crash all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every 2 years, I go through a period where I think, yeah, I'll play some Civ 5, that'd be a really great idea. I've got nothing to do, it'll take up a few days. Get really into it and realise that I have just, like, spent 96 hours building up an empire and getting really bored with myself.
I don't know, I play it a little...
Leave it for 2 years because I hate it. I mean, it's probably one of the biggest love-hate relationships I'd have with a game because I actually can't stand it, but...
Sit in yoga postures and play it. That's what I do. Genuinely, it's like tangle yourself up and then carry on for a bit. Tangle yourself up in a different position and carry on.
So I've got a minor like here, minor quick one. You've got a tiny piece of glitter on your forehead and I can't stop looking at it.
Just staying there.
Just keep moving your head.
It's a window to my soul, Jim.
Really?
It's not going away.
You've got a shiny soul.
It's bright light, so.
Maybe it's shining out of your forehead, though. It's not traditional.
Well, you can't see the one shining out of the other end. I've got pants on.
True. You know, he's not got pants on.
Oh, my God. I just saw a dark recess. A black hole. Jesus.
For clarity purposes, Jim is wearing a kilt this evening.
I'm currently kilted.
And he just, I don't know, he's like...
Unleash the Kraken.
I don't know, he was asking for a fight, I reckon. He just wafted his kilt at a bunch of Englishmen.
No, that's the other way around. That's more of a friendly gesture.
Okay.
Good to know. Why I'm concerned.
If you're not going to buy the shop, don't look at the fruit. Yeah, what are you like?
I like that.
This week, I have liked something. Well, I like it all the time, really. I just got a perfect example of it yesterday. My little brother, he got a job doing hospitality at Anfield for the football. Just, like, bringing out meals and stuff, I think, was the supposed job. He didn't end up doing it in the end. They rang him up a few times, were fucking him about with his shift, what he was wearing, when he was supposed to get there. And at 7 o'clock on Friday, they rang him and said, by the way, you'll have to be clean-shaven when you arrive tomorrow, at which point he told them to fuck off and hung up the phone. So beard supremacy.
Yeah. Hey. Fucking A. Yeah. Like that.
Even if you work in the food services industry, people should be honoured to have your hair in their food if it came from your face.
Yeah, big proponents of the beard in these parts.
Yeah, I've got a beard. I've had it best part of a decade now. I don't intend to get rid of it. You look shocked.
I'm not shocked. I'm like, I remember seeing you without a beard.
Well,
you probably didn't. Yeah, you don't think you met, never? I don't know. Don't you knew Jan pre-beard?
Yeah, Jan grew a beard for a Thursday adventure. Mm. And
never looked back. Yeah. That's one adventure that kept on going.
Thursdays never end.
Me and Eric broke the beard. It's true. There are 7 Thursdays in a week. One Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday. Wet Thursday.
Tie Thursday.
Tie Thursday. Yeah,
wet,
not Tuesday. Wet
Thursday.
Wet Thursday.
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 Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday. Mm. And Gunther's Day.
Yeah, Gunther's Day.
And it is the day of the Thunder God as well. Well, they all are then, technically.
Yeah.
But yeah, we like it.
We bring the thunder.
Yeah.
In a bag.
What, to hand out to people?
No, to slap them in the face with it.
Mm.
You don't even see it coming. You see it leaving. That's it.
You don't see thunder.
Well, exactly. You hit boom, and then, no, well, this, you feel it. It's in a bag.
You feel the thunder in the bag, and then you see it leave. And you're confused, because you've never seen thunder before.
Never mind, felt it. Like, actually, you can feel thunder.
I am so hot. Wait, I am absolutely fucking roasting. This is like wearing a little, you know, those heat pads that you put in your pocket that are made out of that.
What, the sparring is?
Just the sparring. It's. Oh, I'm feeling so hot I can't properly explain myself.
It might be that you've got really good circulation because you're wearing a kilt.
Could be. I feel like I'm growing more sperm right now.
Oh, wow. You can feel that?
I can.
That must be distracting.
It's horrible.
Really?
It's not a pleasant feeling. It's like walking through frog spawn. Oh, let's talk about something else. I don't like any of this.
I think you're up for things that you like.
Shit. What did I like? Well, I was down in that London this weekend for the wedding of Mr. Jamie Wright, Mrs. Holly Wright, which was awesome. I liked that a lot. And we had an absolute blast.
Good.
Any major high points?
Oh, am I going to mention the nakedness? No. Were you looking at me like that? I thought that's what you were prompting.
You don't have to mention the nakedness.
No.
Jim,
for the love of God, never get
you said before you didn't want to mention any of that. Was there no other high points than that at the wedding?
Yeah, Jesus. There were a few high points.
Yes.
There were loads of awesome people there. None of whom are ever going to listen to this, but you're all badass.
I believe Mystery Guest gave a speech.
Mystery Guest gave a speech and everybody lost their shit. It was hilarious. Guy's got talents. Who knew how funny he was? Maybe eventually we'll get him to talk properly on the podcast. And
what are you on about? He's always talking on the podcast.
Wait, yeah, he has the odd whisper. He's like Thing from the Addams Family.
No. I'm sure he was saying all sorts of things about also. Oh, the jingle jangle.
Did we put the socks out by the fire?
It's Mystery Guest.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Mr.
Oh, it's good to see you. We don't like doing this without you because you add so much.
Yeah, it's your vigour.
The wavering about phones.
The way you comb your hair. We were just talking about your speech at the wedding and it was hilarious.
Apparently.
Natural talent.
That's the way he tells them.
Had you guys drunk much before you started?
Luckily, no. I was conscious of that, so I made sure just some bubbly, but the champagne was flowing. So.
And did you get shit-faced afterwards?
Actually, initially, no. It's only when quite a few of us all realised that there was only 2 hours of drinking left and there was a free bar, and we hadn't done nearly enough dancing. And all of these things culminated together to mean that we ended up doing quite a few shots of vodka. And
JD.
Yeah, the last 2 hours we made up for the hours previous of good behaviour.
Mm.
Well, I salute you, sir.
That did work.
Yeah, good to hear.
Did you meet that Hannah? Actually, yeah, let's start name dropping here. There was somebody in attendance at the wedding by the name of Hannah New, who's starring in two things that could potentially be liked coming up in the next year, like Maleficent with Angelina Jolie. She's going to be Sleeping Beauty's mum for a bit before she probably dies. Horrible Disney tradition.
She didn't look that old, she was young.
Yeah, but it'd be back in the past, don't it, when she's young and I don't know. And she's appearing in Black Flag, which is the TV series, I believe, made by Michael Bay, that's coming out next year.
Lots of explosions.
Lots of pirates.
Oh, wow.
And I think
tits and cannons.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Might be a bit magic witch as well, so it could be a bit Pirates of Blackwater, live action.
What?
Tits, cannons and magic.
Yeah.
Pirates of Blackwater has loads of like biotech in it, though.
Is it?
Yeah, had that black
water.
Yeah.
Pirates of Blackwater in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there was always like putting creatures that turned to breathing masks and shit like that, and they'd throw sort of like creatures at each other.
Those scuba squid things.
Yeah, they're awesome.
We like Pirates of Blackwater.
Yeah, man. That was a sick series. It didn't ever finish properly though, did it? I thought like they were supposed to be getting like a load of different things to, I don't know.
13 things.
Achieve the goal of whatever it is for them, but they only ever ended up getting 4 or 5 of them or something, because it just stopped. I thought, I don't know, maybe I've stopped paying attention.
No, I think you're right. I think it ended after a season or two seasons. Season, because it's an American show.
Seasons.
yeah, that was mint.
Well, it was pretty good, yeah.
Kind of freaky for a kid show. Lots of people get minced in it. They have that big pirate ship.
I think people may have died, but in that total like kids cartoon one. It always happens off screen.
Like DC Animated Universe, you never
should. You know. Oh, Willow, you're quite big, aren't you? Sorry, I just found a spider crawling all over me.
So I just saw you looking down directly in front of Jim's skirt.
Skirt?
You just call that a skirt.
A skirt! Oh, it is, it's a man's skirt. I don't care.
Oh, it's got a nice little letter opener on the front
as
well.
It's a kill, but to everybody else in the world.
Wow, that sounded bad.
Just let them say what they want. Let them say what they want.
You don't have to agree with
me. And let us dream our dreams. Yeah.
Because I know you like conspiracy theories.
Mm.
Do you not find that a little bit Masonic?
It is a little bit. You know, the largest Masons group is traditionally Scottish. It's Scots Rites. We're going to get into conspiracy stuff.
Well, I like conspiracy theories.
I like conspiracy.
What's your conspiracy theory of the week, Jim?
Of the week, that the deep water drilling platform in the Gulf of Mexico was actually sabotaged by a rival company, or possibly the Russians. There's a lot of hoo-ha going on about that on the boards.
That's because bloody Shell don't want to have to cop for it.
Maybe. Oh, it wasn't Shell, it was BP.
Oh, well, no wonder Shell don't want to cop for it. Mm. But I'm pretty sure BP don't want to have to pay for it either.
Of course they do. Okay. It was a bit of a massive fuck-up. But actually, that's something I don't like. Let's get this out of the way. Britain took the blame for that. No one's going, British Petroleum, BP. Well, actually, half that company's owned in America now. So it's like a joint Atlantic thing.
I think about 20% British over these days.
20%? Right, well, it's something like that. We'll research some figures and, like, we haven't done research.
But also, what's that got to do with blaming the country?
But that's it. They wanted reparations to be taken out from the government somehow.
Well, they could fuck right off. BP should be paying for it all, even if they go bankrupt.
Well, it's all to do with if it's a fucking massive natural disaster, which it still could turn out to be.
Well, BP should have to pay. America shouldn't have to pay for it either. BP should have to pay for it all. It's their fault.
Yeah.
I mean, unless the conspiracy theory stuff's true, in which case the Russians should have to pay for it.
But it's one of those things, it's like, if it's an absolutely huge natural disaster, like mega big, and then the company has to go bankrupt to pay for it, and then our government isn't getting taxes, so the government would have to, like, bail out to help the company to...
Why?
Because BP are a massive corporate tax in Britain, and hardly anybody's paying corporate tax. I'm looking at you, Google. Don't de-highlight us.
I don't think you've got highlighters right now.
They're all over this.
We are now on iTunes. That happened. You can find us on iTunes. Yeah. We are the top of the podcast page when you search for Things We Like.
Really?
I know that's not a great thing to say because we are the only podcast name Thing We Like on there. But that's where you can find us.
Hey, we're still number one.
Still number one.
Yeah. Wow.
In the very specific section of iTunes.
Comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Are we under comedy?
We're under comedy. And in case you've not heard, Alf, we are explicit.
Vaginas.
What, are we explicit just because of me?
Not just because of you, but
predominantly.
We wouldn't be able to get away with it.
You know. And it's just so much more work to beat my fucking shit out.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time last episode, not beeping you out, we're fine with it, but beeping out
the name of Mystery Guest.
Beep.
It's great, isn't it?
That's going to get beeped. No clues.
I'll send something as well. Don't be a dick.
Yeah, he's been really...
Yeah. Yeah, but I know he can edit it out. Oh, I'm not being a dick. You can just cut it out.
Lazy about it either,
what I noticed about the first episode that went up, now that I've listened to it, was Jim edited out the whole piece where we berated him that we went to Glastonbury and he didn't.
That might have gotten taken. Getting taken? That might have been taken out.
It was taken out. I listened to
the highlight reel.
Gesto Mysterio.
Mysterio Gesto.
I like the public transportation system in other countries.
Any specifics?
Germany's got a good one.
Singapore's got a really good one. And all of them are cheaper than here.
Japan's is pretty good.
That's quite actually. I think the Japanese one, depending on the region, can be a bit pricey.
Yeah.
India's got a fun one. It's interesting. I mean, it's not fast by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you'll get to where you want to go eventually.
Whole load of international street theatre, though.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially when it just, like, pulls up in the middle of nowhere. You can just go outside and everybody gets off and just goes and have a chat.
I've heard you get fed random shit as well, just by people sat where you are next to you and stuff.
Whether you want to or not.
Yeah, but if they got food, they'll offer you some. And there's always, like...
Can I have some hepatitis with that, please?
It's alright, you get done for hep when you go in. You get A and B in both arms. It's great, so you just full of hep before you go to, like, India. But no, we have, like, people going up and down the carriages, like, sat in tea and, like, crisps and everything. So every so often you hear a guy go, chai, 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 chai. And you're like, yeah, fuck it, I'll have some tea. And it'll cost like 4 pence for a nice little cup of tea.
Crisps.
I mean, crisps. I'm not being derogatory in a sense, but you have samosas. To remind that a lot of those countries, the populations are immune to a lot of things than we are.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but we're immune to, like, you know, daytime TV.
No,
no, it's endemic.
The Jeremy Kyle show, the American one, was on TV the other day. And it had the best title for a show I've seen.
Jerry in America?
Oh, hell yeah. It's basically the same thing, but him just taking, well, just dragging up the white trash and, well, various colours of trash.
Bear trash.
Bear trash, yeah. Sure. And the title of this one's like, "That Baby Ain't Mine, It's Too White."
Wow.
And, like, this guy discussed the paternity of his child because that baby was pink, yo. And I mean, he wasn't white, he was Latino. I don't know.
Right, and the woman involved, I take it there was a woman involved.
Yeah, she was white, so that's what kind of annoyed me, but he didn't realise about how babies are made and that, you know, genetic information taken from both people.
Wait, how white was the baby?
Oh, it was pink, I mean, but it was a newborn, so it was going to be. Yeah, the baby was 12 days old. And had the time to come on to daytime TV, sort out the marital issues.
Okay.
There was that fascinating one of that. I'm going to, somewhere in middle America, I'm going to say Utah. That's a plug from the air there.
Sorry, Utah.
There was the lady whose husband came back, I think he was in the services, and like she had sort of like a half black baby, and claimed that she'd been impregnated by a 3D porno movie when she visited New York. And the blessing, the guy sort of like just sees the effect and said, well, the films are very realistic these days, and if it's a 3D movie, then, you know, maybe it is my kid. I kind of think, oh, sorry, no, yeah, maybe it is possible that she just got impregnated while watching this feature. So, you know, it's Another world out there.
Just massive shakes of the head all around, really.
Just don't watch 3D porn without protection.
Actually, it reminded me
Naked gun protection.
Me and myself,
full body
condom.
Rain mark.
Where he's like in denial. I wonder if it's going to be like a barbecue and all his mates be going like, yeah, they don't look that much like you. Those kids can.
No one will mention it. No one will ever mention it. And one day.
So much of that shit's fake, though, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of money. Don't get me wrong. Like, I completely believe that someone could believe that, but selling your story makes you a fortune these days. And all you have to do is appear like a retard in front of the entire planet.
I'd do that for free, so...
I'd be getting paid.
Should be getting paid, should be getting laid, should be getting something... AIDS?
Spade?
Yeah.
Or making the grave.
Caves.
There's a whole lot of nicer options I could have gone for.
Maids?
Should be getting maids? Should be getting raids?
Should be getting Randy Quaid.
Should be getting Nicolas Cages?
Should be getting braids.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Randy Quaid or Douglas Quaid?
I can't tell the difference.
Randy could do the psycho thing so much better.
I know Doug's got a bit more of a hard man.
He's got the physique for it, but he's a skinny guy, quite to the burger. You know, and he's a gnarly motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got the crazy eyes down.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy Swayze eyes.
And he's got the reach.
Definitely.
Technically, aren't those dead eyes?
But the eyes of Swayze. Darkness.
Oh. You're the reason for all the darkness.
It's too big. It's so happy. Talking about puppies and kittens.
I've had to steer this Valencia back into the realms of the positive at times, and you guys have just gone on about your rape and horror fantasies. And
don't lump those two together.
All the murders.
I've just thought of one right now. Let's actually say, wait, on a completely different track, here's something awesomely nice to do with kittens. It's a kitten.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Simon's kitten.
Okay.
They're just quick, I just noticed the other day that they just recently... Simon is a friend of ours, and he just recently got two kittens, and one of them has the Triforce on its face.
Oh, wow.
Should have well called that kitten Zelda, but it didn't happen.
That's kind of cool.
And the other cat has a smaller cat in its face. It's got like a cat outline, like there.
Do you know why? Because it headbutted another kitten to death.
Tiny kitten.
Yeah, maybe in the womb or possibly just after, in the litter.
Darkness.
I think that's how they determine which one survived.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
I was kind of thinking.
That's nature at work.
That'd be a magic cat could unlock doors of some kind. This little cat face.
I don't know why. I mean, you know, it's a great jump and interesting, but I don't know why that would mean that.
I don't know, that's just my initial instinct. Like,
it would be able to open weird doorways.
Little cat doorways.
You'd be able to make a cat flap anywhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good power.
Add it to your comic book.
Not if you're a human. Good if you're a cat.
Yeah, you have to make a human flap.
Or a human who specializes in saving cats.
Still growing up, he's quietly, so it couldn't be heard. Can I still roll you?
It's on a cigarette. It's on a cigarette, James.
I'd rather have Rollins, alright?
Oh, fuck you.
Cheers. Fuck me! No, don't. anything good on the telly?
Well, yes.
Yeah. We are like 10 hours away from episode 2, series 5, part 2 of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most glorious TV shows to hit TV in the last few years. Bit of a sleeper hit. No one really watched it at first. Now everyone's watched it, apart from gays.
You'll find the gays enjoy Breaking Bad as much as any man or woman.
That's true. Let's not bash gays, yeah.
Unless they want us to, in which case it all gets a bit weird.
No, we don't have to. You know what I mean? Even if they want us to, we don't have to. We shouldn't, unless they want us to, and then it's our choice.
Exactly. We've all got choices. We've all got options.
It's not too complicated.
This isn't Russia.
Meanwhile, yeah.
Watch your back, Russia. Everybody's trying to kill everyone.
See, I've got a plan to sort this all out. We need to find some gay mercenaries, pay them off to bum Putin.
Kickstarter.
If anything, that's the basis for a fantastic action movie.
Yeah.
I'd pay to see that.
I think you don't even have to show it. You could do just the full preamble and then them being outside.
Smoking a cigarette.
No, ready to go in. And then that's it. They walk through the door and that's the end of it.
Or can we call it Dark Comrade?
Could do. But no one else in the planet would understand. Are we going off topic?
Yeah, back to Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, for anyone, any fool who hasn't already got involved with it, is a TV show about a chemistry teacher who, through, you know, he's lived quite a good and meek lifestyle. He's diagnosed with cancer on his 50th birthday, and he decides that he's going to break tradition of his life and start producing and dealing crystal meth with a former student of his. We're on the last series now, series 5. It's been epic. I'm trying to hold back from releasing spoilers about this.
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, just for the people at home, because I quite happily tell these chaps here everything that happens in it, because they're swine, they've had the ability to watch it for some time.
You've seen two seasons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How long did that take?
Not very long at the time. It's just been a bit of a stretch from that point.
Yeah, about a year, would you say?
Yeah, about a year. It's really good. It's fantastic, and yes, we will watch the rest of it. Again, can't really say what happens at the end of the second season, but
it's just one of the best written shows that's come out in a long time. I mean, the character progressions have been absolutely fantastic.
It's very much a sort of like a story of the human condition and what happens to people, like of their unfulfilled desires and potential, and how that can get channeled. It's bizarre. It's awesome.
The only problem with it coming back is the wait from last September to this September was absolutely horrible, and especially knowing how long it was, and it just never seemed to end. And then finally, the glorious day happened when the episode was out, and then I watched it. It was amazing, and then it finished, and I realised I've got to wait again. It's only 7 days, but it feels that much longer.
Yeah.
Oh, how long was the hiatus?
A year, pretty
That's
much.
That's probably it.
Around about 11 months, I think it was. Well, a small gripe of mine is in this country, if we have a series of 8 episodes, we don't split it apart for 2 years. We'd call that 2 series.
But ours, if it's not something special like Luther or Sherlock, ours do tend to be like 6 to 8 episodes to a series, where Americans tend to have between, the short ones, like, is it 10 for Game of Thrones? Like, 26 for something like Thrones.
Well, Avalon episodes usually have about 12 to 13 episodes on the bit. Unless it's serialised. Well, it depends what network it's on. If it's a network like ABC and all them, then there'll be more episodes, but worse quality. Things like HBO tend to only have like 12 episodes a season.
Mm.
Like the cable networks.
HBO, the greatest television company on the face of the earth currently.
Would you like HBO?
In a fight with Netflix.
And AMC, Paul Verhoeven as well.
No, AMC are good, but I kind of lost a bit of faith in Walking Dead.
But they also have Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Mm.
HBO have Game of Thrones. Currently, really.
Oh, yeah,
Boardwalk Empire. That's currently running. I'm a big fan of that. That's good.
Anything else?
They ran the noughties, basically, with The Sopranos and Sex and the City. They were the most successful TV company.
The Wire as well, which is criminally underrated. It did not get the exposure.
It's gone the same way as Breaking Bad. People are just like, I don't even want to watch it just to go against the tide.
It's holding quite a lot of reverence now, but it's one of the finest dramas which had been made. It's certainly one of my favourites, definitely in my top 5.
Well, back on, like, what do they actually have at the moment? What are they making at the moment, apart from...
They've got, like, Girls.
It's supposed to be quite good.
I've seen bits of the one that you were saying about, Dan has started watching Orange and Black. Orange is the New Black.
That's also a Netflix original, but Netflix are killing it.
Mm.
I mean, especially with show Breaking Bad. an hour after the American premiere. But that was a brilliant move, because that's what's going to stop a lot of piracy. It's a lot of people who download stuff don't do it because they like stealing. They just do it because it's the easiest way, the best way to get a hold of shows they want to watch. And people like Netflix have realised that and catered towards it. So they're going to thrive.
Let's reel off what Netflix have made by themselves. House of Cards.
Which is absolutely fucking amazing. Kevin Spacey kills it in it. He is an absolute bastard, but you love him for it.
Hemlock Grove, which is meant to be good, I've actually seen.
Yeah, I've seen that. It entertained me. I wouldn't say it was amazing, but it's quite interesting. I'd give it a go if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah. What else? There's something recently. I always just the new Black, obviously, which is supposed to be great.
Watch the first episode, it's quite good.
Lilyhammer,
which I saw on BBC last year.
I've seen the first 6 episodes.
Hilarious.
It's good. I enjoy it.
What's his face from The Sopranos?
Steve Van Zandt, member of the E Street Band as well.
You're kidding me?
Yeah, he's Bruce Springsteen's bud.
Yeah, and he's a gangster who gets relocated to Norway, I think, in the Witness Protection Act. And he,
yeah, well, Lilyhammer.
Yeah, and he goes all wise guy on their asses, and he's an awesome character. Well worth it.
Someone probably was a big fan of Michael's and Diddy.
It does have a sort of Vinny vibe, yeah.
It's almost like he's playing Silvio from The Sopranos. He starts off as an underboss whose boss has just been, spoiler alert, whacked. And he moves on from that point onward. So it's almost as if you could watch the end of The Sopranos and think it was the same character.
Awesome. Oh, and of course, really totally forgot, and this is going to be a little controversial, Arrested Development.
Yeah. I really enjoyed their series of Arrested Development. It took a little bit to get off the ground for me, and some episodes were a bit dead weight, like Lindsay.
Yeah.
But overall, very enjoyable.
Yeah, but we're in the minority. Well, I don't know, minority. It's sort of split people 50-50.
But they say they're definitely making more. Netflix really want to make another series, apparently. It depends if good old Mitch Hurwitz wants to make a film or make a series.
Go with the movie.
Apparently it'll be easier to get the cast together, but we don't understand why.
They're all doing stuff. Michael Cera's going to own the universe pretty soon. He's seen some really good roles coming up.
Well, funny in that, what is it?
This is the End.
This is the End. Yeah. He was really funny in that, just being a dickhead. Just unexpectedly from all the other roles he's going to
be. Well, he's kind of trying to break out of that loner. Geeky character.
He did okay with that in the that awesome film where he plays his French alter ego, which is egging him on to do stuff.
Oh god,
I've not seen that.
It's really good, actually. It's a Misspent Youth or something like that.
Youth in Revolt?
Youth in Revolt, yeah.
I'm yet to see that.
Very entertaining. And it is seeing Michael Cera in a bit of similar, but not like quite the same sort of character he usually plays. It's got some awesome, laugh out loud moments.
Who plays the messed up sort of stonery guy?
Oh, here's some of things.
Schwartzman or Bateman or...
No. So I think it's Justin Long.
He's a decent fella. So I hear.
You know him personally?
Yeah, me and Justin, tight as drums.
That's a bit grim.
No one does that anymore. Because no one smokes anymore. No one holds the lighters up in the air constantly.
They do it with phones. Which is also kind of cool, but...
Not when you see a guy with an iPad aloft. You're like, you just look at him and go like, oh, dick. Oh. And especially people taking photographs with iPads, because the camera on it is absolutely ridiculous. It's all for
just
attention.
Just take a torch. That was well funny in that...
massive mag light.
Yeah, man. Ding! But that was in that Bogdan Rosinski, I think it was, at Glades. They turned all the lights off in the tent, pitch black tent, and then everyone started turning the torches on and cracking the glow sticks and all that sort of stuff. And it was ace, just well funny. You could barely see, but you'd just see sort of moments of almost strobe, you know what I mean? Just people pulling mental shapes in a flash and then going away again. It was well good fun. And then something happened with the decks, and because they couldn't get the lights on quick enough, just loads of people held the torches facing it, and sort of that. And then a bit later on, you'd obviously just let it go, run around the front of the decks, and was just going mental. on the fucking stage, and everyone held the torches to him, like, up to watch him do that, like, spotlighting him from all over the room. It was proper, proper cool.
Did he have wild skills?
Yeah, well, no, he just went mental, but yeah, he did have wild skills, yeah. It was cool. It was a really good gig.
Well, on a music-related note, Modrot's new album is out, and it's quite glorious.
You like it?
At first, I liked it. I thought it was all right, but given a lot more listens to, especially with headphones on, I absolutely love it. It's more of an advancement on the first one. I mean, the first one had some absolutely amazing little moments in it, like A New Era, fantastic.
Always a starting album,
yeah,
as well.
This is one of the best intros to an electronic album in a long while. The second album, it's a lot more cohesive work. I mean, as a whole, it flows a lot better throughout, and it's a bit more restrained than the first one, but it does create these wonderful soundscapes and atmospheres and builds on them a lot more progressive housey techno, but it's more of a moderate album than the first one, which just felt like most Lex and Apparat coming together and adding their own individual touches to each other's unfinished tracks. This one just felt created from scratch with a much more clear direction in mind.
So a lot stronger than on a theme Daft Punk's last album.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, Daft Punk's last album, it was so hyped up. I was really looking forward to it, and the album I got wasn't the album I wanted by any stretch of imagination. But it was a wonderful love letter to disco and funk, and it did sound amazing. I mean, it was an amazingly produced album because it did sound like genuinely from the 70s, but transported onto the alien ship where Daft Punk live and made there, and yeah, then beamed back down to Earth. But it just lacked the big tunes, and like the big bangers, as it were.
I still would love to hear them live though and see what they do with it.
Well, that's the thing, I mean,
because it was like some of their live albums have been some of the best.
Alive 2007 is my favourite Daft Punk album, and it's that album's so good that Discovery and Homework I don't like listening to as much because it just lacks that little bit extra. I think I'll probably end up feeling the same way about Random Access Memories. I mean, it's alright, but as soon as I see it live and how they integrate it into the live show, that's when I'll really judge it as a whole.
Is that October 14th?
The 11th they played with Warehouse Project.
Warehouse Project in Manchester.
Yeah.
October the 11th?
Yeah, still tickets available.
Yeah.
And there's a special announcement coming on Tuesday. So naturally everybody thinks it's Daft Punk. In a way, I hope it isn't Daft Punk, because it would mean then I would have no money and I would be starving for quite a while because I won't be able to afford to eat because I've squandered my money on festival and gig tickets. But at the same time, fuck it.